Tensions between Turkey and the United States seem to be escalating quickly, with Ankara sending a direct message to Washington through the state-run Anadolu agency. The news agency published a report revealing critical military information about U.S. bases in northern Syria, stating weapons and number of troops. The move threatens to deepen the war between the two NATO allies. On Thursday, a newspaper close to the Turkish president threatened to disclose more information about the 10 U.S. bases in the region.
After the news published in Anatolia agency, the U.S. CENTCOM military commander, who is responsible for the operations in Syria, made a striking comment from his headquarters in Florida, Tampa. And he said, these sort of news making us open targets for our enemies and the coalition forces in northern Syria. And another commander said they are risking the lives of our military personnel in northern Syria. The Turkish intelligence and Turkish government has more data than what was reflected to the news of the Anatolia agency. And everybody should know that this is the result of the USA's hostile policy against Turkey.
There are speculations about the formation of a U.S.-controlled Kurdish corridor in northern Syria, especially now that the Americans have built 10 bases, including an airbase there.
By the disclosure of this news, the Turkish Anadolu news agency and, of course, the political circles of Turkey are sending a message to Tehran, to Damascus, to Baghdad, to Moscow that there is an American territory developed here. And this message, of course, includes the call to unite against this territory.
Tensions between Ankara and Washington started when the Obama administration started arming the Kurdish militias, who Turkey considers as an enemy.
It seems that Turkey has declared war against the U.S. to prevent the potential formation of a neighboring Kurdish state. The sudden change of foreign policy shows that Ankara has finally decided that its security lies in the future of its neighboring countries. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Istanbul.